Blog Talk Radio.
I just prayed the worship, so we all have about 30 minutes.
around you like this.
John 3 and 4, you must, it's a must, ain't no born again. You got to be a new creature. And being born again is not just saying words from your mouth. That's changing everything. You got to be born again. That old man has to die. That's what Apostle Paul said. Any man in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made brand new. If you're in Christ, then you don't do them things no more. If you're an arguing, contentious person, Lord God, if you still arguing and contentious, you need to get on the altar. Y'all ain't like me. If everything that you expect, you got to yell and fuss about everything after the way you used to do, and you say, you don't know how to stay here a while. So I don't know about you. I don't want my old personality back. I don't want that old man to rise up in me. I don't want to be like I used to be. Glory to God. But I stay on the altar today. Glory to God. Because the flesh. Amen. Glory to God. We let you hear and turn their men on when all came home. On my face, we're off. Amen. Keep me, Lord. Teach me. Guide me. Lead me. Create me a clean heart. Glory to God. Being born again is not just going back into your mother's womb. Then Jesus clarified the Nicodemus and made it plain. But changing from worldly things, changing everything about you. Glory to God. True repentance is complete. It's a complete turnabout. It's a complete change. It's hard for some people to receive the Holy Ghost baptism because they're trying to receive it in their own mindset. You've got to be born again. Your mind has got to change. My gosh. Glory to God. Amen. Wow. The Apostle Paul says you got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Glory to God. I love you, sis. We had good times together. We grew up together. And guess what? I found Christ. You want to come with me? The Lord is with me. He said, I'm going to do it. I don't have no such a thing. Well, you know what? I call you. Because I'm not that old creature I used to be. Glory to God. I'm not like I used to be, but I'm going to be praying for you. Jesus told those around him in John 4:24, God is a spirit. Listen to this, people. God is a spirit. Let me say this again. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Amen. Your good worship, glory to God. Amen. The things that you're doing, glory to God. Amen. In the church to be seen, amen, for our outside show is not true worship. Amen. Glory to God, your praise is good and your worship is good, but what are you doing outside? If you're in the line and the checker, the person in the line that's just checking your business out of room to you, will you be moved back to them or you let the light of Christ on the inside of you shine? Will you show them compassion? Will you pray with them in and out? Will you be kind to them or will they give you lash back out at them? Somebody cut you off in the road, maybe when you run and cut them off, will y'all race to cut each other off? Will it be a game of road tag? Or will you just let them go ahead and move on? Where's the change? There has to be a change. People have to say to you, you know you're different. If people never say you're different than the old person you used to be, you need to cut it off. Hello? You need to fall down on your face. God, I'm still got that old personality. In 1 John 3:9, he said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Open your own Bible. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. 1 John 3:9. The church ain't trying to be born again, no more from the pastor. It's all about a show. And people are dying and perishing, and nobody cares because I got all the business, and I got all the money, and I'm lying good, I'm living good, and I look good.
lying. They're not telling lies. That's what I mean. They are good. Amen. If y'all ain't losing, y'all are good. Then we hit the dumbest time for me. Y'all are good. Like y'all all right? Because I want you to know that being baptized in the Holy Ghost is so important. And if in order that you say you can't stay holy every day, then that's fine. You need all the Ghost. Glory to God. That's who. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Let me take a lot of stuff in the old days. When I first started coming on this thing, yes. Yeah, goodness. Thank goodness. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and we understand what the day of Pentecost is, that's not like some day where people just don't get off in the spirit and stuff like that. It was called, it was the time of Pentecost. There was a time when all everybody, all the people around, the villagers and stuff, and around in other countries would come together in one place, Jerusalem, and they would come and sell all their goods, their harvest goods that they grew all year long and planted all year long. You're a farmer, you know what I'm talking about, what I'm trying to say. But anyway, they bring those to the marketplace and sell them. Hello? And it was a time of harvest, and they come to make atonement and did all of this stuff, you know, for their sins and everything. And so if the house is full, Jerusalem was full at that time. So when he said the day of Pentecost was fully come, because a lot of people was in this day. Hello? So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. The important thing in the house of God for the Spirit of God to move. Now remember the vision that God gave me when he said the Spirit of glory was above the church, and the church was making all that noise and having a good time and dancing and singing and playing music and just hallelujah all over the church. And doing all of this, and I'm not getting it. Now, remember the glory of God sits above. Amen. And so, God's glory is to come down as well with his people. So, they were all, you got to be a one worship church. Amen. You got to be on one accord. And so, these people had one mind because Jesus had told them to go and tarry. Go in the room and just tarry. And tarry means wait. Hello? And so, when I'm down on my knees saying, Jesus, don't worry, tarry. Lord, that's what I do. To get my mind set. So sometimes you got to think of something that will get you out of the beating to that other over how best to lead your man before you came to church. A child steps on your foot walking through the door. So when you go to the altar, you got to call Jesus until you get into the spiritual mindset. Call him. When you bend down at your knees because you got mad at your husband or your wife, before you go down the street, call Jesus until you get that mess off your mind and get into the spiritual realm. You know? Until you can bring your focus into God. But if you don't, you be saying, Lord, smack his head off.
I just have to throw that for you.
Verse 2. And so they were there on one accord and one mind. Everybody was praising the Lord God. Amen. Everybody was glad when they had seen it. So Jesus had come in the midst of this. He had risen from the dead. Hello? And he already promised them that I'm going to leave you comforted. I'm going to leave you comforted. If I be real enough, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so they know that they need to take it to the heaven. So they're going to wait and pray. And prayer to God. And that prayer was not, God, I need a God. Lord God, bless my children, Lord. That was not their prayer. Their prayer was glory to God, most high. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All power, almighty God. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your power. Their prayer was praise and glory to God. And so verse 2 says, and suddenly, because they were praying and had gotten out of their cell, don't think that you can fall down on your knees and say a 5 or 10 minute prayer and you arrive. do all you gotta do is just talk to God. God ain't deaf. No, he's not. Glory to God. Amen. But he wants a sincere prayer, a sincere praise, a sincere worship. If you want to get into the spiritual realm, you got to get out of yourself. And so verse 2 says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, the whole house. They were on one accord. They didn't have three of them in the corner talking about the shoes they got on, or, oh, this one over there talking about what happened last night, and this group over here talking about it, and stand up. They had everybody with their mind on the Lord. That's one accord. That's what one accord is. Don't talk to me right now.
The us in church. Be quiet.
Their mind was on it. And they, I didn't have to tell you to be quiet. Because one accord means when I came in the house of God, I came in the house of the Lord. So I don't have to tell you it's worship time. You don't worship him. Wait. Stop here. I don't have to tell you it's worship time because I got a pipe in my hand. Say praise for the Lord. When you walk through that door into the sanctuary of the Lord, you came in. Glory to God. Because you knew that it was time to worship the Lord. That's what one accord is. When the church comes to the door into the sanctuary of God, you come with a mindset that praise me. They gotta say, yeah, come on, let's praise it. I'll tell the praise me to stop saying that. You pray. If they don't praise them, it's on them. You hear them, usher them into the presence of God. Take praise. Huh? People want to be in the presence of God, they'll come with you. But if not, they're just going to sit there and clap their hands and look at you and not clap their hands and look at you. You can't make them sit. God don't want that kind of worship. You are willing worshipers. Is your worship for real? The Holy Ghost will set you up. To worship God. You want the baptism, you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost because you come in with a spirit of worship. You ride down the street saying that worship moves you because you have been playing it all week long. Scripture's in your heart and your mind because you've been laying before God in scriptures all week long. You've been talking to the Father all week long about this best and next door because you heard she had a hard time. So even though you were because you know God got you. Hello? What a call. When I walked through the door, if I was three people in the church, I'm not going to wait on the crowd. I come to worship God. My God in heaven, we're so occupied with so much stuff. The Spirit of God can't fill the house. Glory to God, amen, because he can't find nobody focused on him. That's what I'm talking about. That we have to trust God. Our mind has to focus on God. We have to be called in the midst of God. So when God comes to you, glory to God, he'll find himself in you. Jesus said, when the presence of this world came to me, he put time to think about what I'm trying to say. None of his lies, thieves, or cheating, deceptive ways were in me, so he had to. But if he come to you and finds out his ways, he'll stay. And so verse 3 says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like unto fire, and it fell upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They didn't have to make no tongues up. You didn't have to go to a class to learn how to speak in tongues. I didn't. Huh? If you need somebody to teach you how to speak in tongues, that's not the Holy Spirit. The tongues are the proof, the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Not to say if you don't have the tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. You don't know if you got him, but you will have the tongues with it. Amen. That's your evidence. Glory to God. And go down to verse 12. And verse 12 says, and they were all amazed. And we're in doubt, saying one to another, what? Means in the world is just going on. Very crazy. Verse 13, others were mocking them, and they said, these men are full of wine. These men drunk. Verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, look where he started talking loud and yelling, and he said to them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, listen to me. Be this known unto you, and you hearken unto my words. Listen unto me. Verse 15, for these people are not drunken like you say they are. So this is just the third hour of the day, 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock is the third hour. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. You read the scripture. Huh? Verse 16, he said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. You want to know what this is? Joel already told you. Verse 17, and he said, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Somebody say all flesh. Somebody say, after you receive the Holy Ghost, that you believe. So he said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. And guess what? After you receive the Holy Ghost, and your sons and your daughters shall walk, and your young men shall see, and the old men shall dream. My God in heaven. The Holy Ghost is not just there to keep you. It comes to bring you gifts, glory to God. My God in heaven. Verse 18 says, and on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Oh, my preachers, male and female, in the last days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. What am I doing to you right now? I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm preaching and speaking the word of God. I'm speaking for the Lord over you, over your life, Lord of God. And the word of God is prophesying to you, so you can receive. My God in heaven. Glory to God. Verse 19 and 20 says, and I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord. But just because this has happened, don't mean that the Lord's day is here yet. These things are going to happen to the moon and the sun turn into blood before the Lord comes. But right now, I'm sitting here because I'm in prophecy. I'm sending dreams in my spirit. Have you received the Holy Ghost as you believe? So how can we have fivefold ministry without the Holy Spirit? A lot of people talk about, well, I have fivefold ministry, but they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I got the gift of this and the gift of that and the gift of that. Glory to God, there's no such thing of having the gift of God without the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, amen. He'll give you a gift and won't take it back, amen. So when you backslide, just to get
spirit.
already know that they're not. Never think he fooled you, but he does. And John 14:20 says, but the Comforter, somebody say the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Comforter, Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things. And so that's like the Father's going to send it to you in my name. In other words, you can't come to the Father except by me. Hello? There's no way to get to the Father except by going through Jesus Christ. So in order for you to get the Holy Spirit, you have to come through me.
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah. You can't get it no other way. No matter what I'm about to say, you can't get it no other way. You come through me. You come through my, I'm talking about Jesus now. Me is not me. Me is Jesus. He said, whom the Father will send in my name, in me. He shall teach you all things. My God, he shall teach you all things. Not some things. What do you say, all things? Somebody say all things. The Holy Spirit shall teach you all things and bring all things to your, all things of God. You got to read him, Martha. You got to read him. Word of God, he can't bring you to remember the word. You have now, and you need to know the word of God for that situation, and you ain't never read the scripture. How in the Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost going to find the word of God to bring to your remembrance when you never even read it? Ain't nothing in you. There's nothing there. So he said, I'll bring those things back to your remembrance. You don't even, in order to remember something, you got to bring them. In order to remember something, you got to first to what have heard. Am I right? If you've never heard it, you can't remember. I didn't know if you said, you never thought of now. You were not told you so, no. And they might have thought they told you. And maybe they told you and you forgot. Come on. Because it was too long ago. But the Holy Spirit never forgets. If you read it, it's there in you, and you full of the Holy Spirit, you'll find it and bring it to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, whatever the word of God has said, read the word. John 14:16, and we'll wind it down. We're almost done. He said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. He did that earlier. That may abide with you forever. Oh, my God. And people say, there is a Holy Spirit when Paul answers the people that they the Holy Ghost, they didn't even know that there was a Holy Ghost. If you say there is no Holy Ghost, he's still about it. You may not know it. But guess what? He's here. You're not, there are people filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am. Glory to God. Amen. The Apostle Paul introduced the Holy Spirit to the new churches that he oversaw after the day of Pentecost. And he taught them, glory to God, of the other attributes of the Spirit. How can anyone think that a child of God, amen, can have the anointing and power of God without his Spirit? It doesn't work. 1 Corinthians 12, amen, my final scripture. 1. He said, now concerning spiritual gifts, this is the Apostle Paul. Because once you receive the Holy Spirit, he's not going to only give you visions and dreams and teach you how to live right, but he's going to give you some gifts to go with it. And you need these gifts to edify the church. See, the thing is with the gifts, that people receive the gifts and they all that.
I would not have you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Huh? You know you weren't saved before, doing all kind of wicked stuff, serving idols, going to soothsayers and witchcraft workers. Verse 3 says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse. And the Bible says there's one thing that you won't be forgiven for, that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hello? And here he says that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Verse 4, now there are diversities, and there's lots of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. As you speak in tongues and you edify, or as you lay hands and you got the faith, gift of faith, it's all one Spirit, the Spirit of God. Hello? Not your spirit. It ain't nothing you did. You didn't earn that. Hello? Some people think they earned it. Well, I've been saved 100 years, so I got this gift. It's mine. You don't earn that. You got it with the Holy Ghost. You didn't even know it. It came with it. It's an attribute. And there are diversities of administrations, but it's the same Lord. Glory to God. Verse 6 said, and there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all and in all. All the gifts of the Spirit come from God. Kevin, he said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to cooperate with all. To uplift, to build up, to strengthen. Glory to God. Verse 8, for to one is given the Spirit of word. Now listen. The word of wisdom, the Spirit of word of wisdom, to another word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit. See, there is a gift of faith, and to another a gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit. Huh? And I look on you and know that you realize that you're living. Hello. See that spirit rising up in you. And to another, diverse kinds of tongues, speaking in tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. Verse 11, he said, for all of these, work with that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Not your will, but his will be done. Somebody say his will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. And see, the Apostle Paul had to set some order, and there has to be order in the house of God. Glory to God. But guess what? People are not operating in the Spirit of apostles because people are not receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so, therefore, the pastor got to be the prophet, the pastor got to be the giving you the care of the one for the gift of knowledge, the gift of
it sounds comical, but the apostle was making a point.
But now that God set many members, every one of them in the body, as it pleased them, he had to set some more in the house, my daughters, and the sons. Because everybody had a gift that they was not thinking that their gift was more important than that. Well, you just speak in tongues, I yield it. And so now we got a clique over here to yield it. They don't want to talk to the people that speak in tongues. And then we got a clique over here that have the word of knowledge. Come on. And so now we got a divided church. But the Apostle Paul said those that speak in tongues are gifted, those that have to get forgiven, so that the church can flow together with the power of God. There should be no division. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost will let you divide. The Holy Ghost does not let you be the Christian. Amen. Do you think, hey, now, with us? So, you know, me and you don't stick together. That's not enough. The church is so confused and broken up because of the division in the house. And so, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not prayerless. They receive the gift when they get the Holy Ghost, but when they became selfish, when they became selfish and self-centered, the Holy Ghost left, but they still have the gift.
Amen.
And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we need to bestow more abundant honor. Just because I take the trash out, Deacon Parker, you should make me feel like I'm even more so. Get more honor. Thank God for the trash, you know, for the trash can. Glory to God. Amen. And those members of the body which seems less honorable, those members of the body which seems like they aren't doing, you know, what they're doing can be cast aside. What they're doing, we don't need them. You know, we don't have to have a choir. We can play the music. Those members of the body that's standing in that position, well, she knows she can't sing and always trying to sing on the choir. Well, let her sing. Somebody needs to do it. Those members of the body, he knows he can't sing. Every time on the ground, he up there in the choir with his holler and says, hello, let him sing, let him holler. Let God get the go around and just holler. Hello, after a while, it'll be music. Go to spirit, get in there, it'll be music. It'll sound commoner to you. And right now, it's hollering. He out of tune, but after a while, it'll be hollering. Once the Holy Spirit take over. Whatever, make him know that he has abundant honor, that, yeah, what you do is important in the church. Hello. That's our problem. We don't make people's jobs seem important. Glory to God. Yes, what you do. I can't do it without you. We can't be the whole church. We can't do the whole church. Just yesterday, I told a finance committee, I'm closing. I'm not accepting. I'm going to make y'all do it. Y'all make sure this thing. Make sure you do the thing. Make sure there's an overflow. I ain't doing it no more. Because I set up a program here and nobody came. I set up a fundraiser note and none of the members showed up. I'm like, well, I'm not doing this. It ain't my job. I know I'm going to go prepare myself for the message tomorrow. I'm not here doing this. Nobody will be a minister. So, yes, your time is important. So, do it. I ain't praying. I'm coming to take the life and not one. See, see, you don't have to see good. Only if you're the person to say no. And don't put all this on her. Just how she looks like this. She's not. We're not enough people in it that can take the life and think we are praying. In other words, pray. Then don't get on the praying team. So, I take the life. I give it to her. She's taking the life. Nothing. I mean, we need to do it. Well, do it. Your job is very important. You just need to know it's important. And when you know it's important, you say, I can't be late. Come on. Come on, okay, I'm just going to
come on. I can talk about me and Bishop. I'm going to do it this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, let us finish. Praise God. Amen. Verse 24 says, for our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body to give, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacks, that there should be no schism in the body. Hear that? No schism. Quit your clicks and stuff. Hello. I'm going to stop signing seats because I know certain people are still in certain seats. This is that one Sunday. Sat on a lady's seat. I think you might remember this about the afternoon. We were hushing me. That lady came and stood by us. He didn't know what she was standing there for. It's good. I'm talking about the church. She's going nowhere in the church. I had a vision look up. Oh, I must be in your seat. God is something new when she went back down. Because we have this third seat that we like to see. But the whole church is in there. Maybe we can shut all over the church. If only we visit certain places, then we become a clique. Hello? And everybody stop migrating to that one spot. Glory to God. Amen. And then people see us as a clique. We're not a clique. We need to mix in and fellowship with everybody. Am I right about that? Don't make people feel like you only want to hang around people that you sit next to. How about sitting next to an old lady one Sunday? Or an old man? Somebody. Help. Everybody do it and do it. Anything God is giving. Now, if it seems to be a conflict, God, that is present.
Last time in here, breaking with me. I don't know about you.
Okay, I
guess
nobody else. Well, I guess it's just me, Apostle. It's just a you got the Holy Ghost in here when I'm here, but I'm not here to shame on y'all. Well, ain't nobody saying nothing, so I guess not. Mama, it's just me.
Church, and listen, this is the order. First apostle, secondarily prophet, Testament teaches that after he set the apostles, the prophets, and the teachers in order in the church, then he sent forth the miracles, working through these, the gifts of healing, health, government. Everybody, there ought to be somebody in the church honoring or pulling the governmental side of the church together. The healing side, healing gifts and health, those that are helping in the church, the cleaners and those that are setting things in order, diversities of tongues, all of this is in the church. Everybody's not an apostle, verse 29. Everybody's not a prophet. Everybody's not a teacher. Not everybody can work miracles. Not everybody has the gift of healing. Not everybody speaks in tongues, and not everybody is perfect. But you ought to covet the best important gift. He said, yes, I'll show you more excellent ways. Have you received the Holy Ghost than you and me? How about that? You need the Holy Ghost. Submit yourself to the Holy Ghost. If you don't prophesy, follow the Spirit of God. If you don't speak in tongues, receive the Holy Ghost. If you don't lay hands on the sick, receive the Holy Ghost. Because guess what? If you've got the Holy Spirit down on the inside, all of those gifts will fall into it. Guess what? Glory to God, your faith, the gift of faith, glory to God, the gift of faith that God gave you was elevated to the point, glory to God. Amen. But if I don't have the gift of healing, I believe God enough to say, I'll lay my hands on you. The Holy Ghost in me tells me that if I pray for you, God, the Holy Ghost in me tells me I'm not going to talk about you. If I see you in error, my brother, or call you, I'm going to talk. I'm sitting over here, we need to have a conversation. Glory to God, let me talk to you. Glory to God, if you don't get it right, then I tell you all we're doing is going to the picture. And if I told someone that he didn't do it,